This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban government claims they didn't know the top al-Qaeda killed in a U.S. drone attack was living in their capital. We'll get more on the story from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan's Commission for Cultural Affairs had issued a statement condemning Sunday's drone attack on a residential home in Kabul. Today, the Taliban said they are investigating what they described as claims that al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed. In a statement, the group says that it has no knowledge of al-Zawahiri's arrival and residence in Afghanistan. The Taliban had promised in the 2020 Doha agreement that they would not harbor al-Qaeda members or those seeking to attack the U.S., but U.S. officials say the home belonged to Interior Minister Ajuddin Haqqani, the deputy head of the Taliban, who heads the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that's been fighting in the country since at least the Soviet invasion in 1979. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he remains worried about the potential for a large-scale attack planned or inspired by al-Qaeda, despite the killing of its top leader in the U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan last weekend. Wray made the comments Thursday during testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Wray said both al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, as well as their affiliates, intend to carry out or inspire large-scale attacks in the United States. Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri, a key architect of the attacks of September 11, 2001, was killed during the U.S. strike early Sunday on a safe house in central Kabul. In his first public remarks about al-Zawahiri's killing, Wray said he was not surprised but disappointed that the head of al-Qaeda was found hiding in a safe house in Afghanistan. By remote, this is VOA News. A Russian judge has convicted and sentenced basketball star Brittany Griner in her drug trial. We get more on the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Griner had told the court she made an honest mistake in having cannabis oil at Moscow's airport.
I've never meant to break any laws here.
And she showed little emotion as the judge sentenced her to 9 years in prison.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
U.S. Embassy official Elizabeth Rood says the Biden administration will keep working to free Griner. President Biden calls the outcome unacceptable and urges Russia to immediately release Griner after a politically charged trial, which could lead to a prisoner exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday. Pelosi flew to Japan Thursday evening and the final leg of her Asian tour that included earlier stops in Singapore, Malaysia, and South Korea. Her trip to Tokyo comes days after she became the first House Speaker to visit Taiwan in 25 years, enraging China, which warned against her visit to the self-governing island republic it claims as its own territory. Citing an unnamed official close to the case, the Associated Press is reporting former Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez has been arrested Thursday on corruption charges. The official, who was not authorized to talk about the case, said two other unidentified people were arrested along with the former governor. It marks the first time that a former leader of the Caribbean island and U.S. territory has faced federal charges. A spokesman for Vasquez offered no comment on the report. In mid-May, Vasquez's attorney told reporters that he and his client were preparing for possible charges against the former governor, at the time denied any wrongdoing. Amid criticism, he has been slow to adequately respond to the fast-spreading outbreak of the monkeypox virus. A top U.S. health official Thursday declared an emergency response. The emergency declaration comes after a similar announcement was made nearly 2 weeks ago by the World Health Organization. The U.S. states of California, Illinois, and New York had also declared public health emergencies because of the spread of the virus, which causes a painful but rarely fatal disease. Robert Fenton, the National Monkeypox Response Coordinator, said the public health emergency will allow us to explore additional strategies to get vaccines and treatments more quickly to the communities that are impacted. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.